The following is a presentation of Peoria Nazarene Church. We are a church that seeks to make, mature, and multiply followers of Jesus Christ among all people. For more information about Peoria Nazarene Church, visit peorianazarene.church.
Some of you may know, I know a number in our church know Harrison and Jennifer because of previous work and witness trips. We have gone a number of times. We've sent teams to Ecuador, specifically around Quito, and we've been blessed. Many people have worked with Harrison and Jennifer. The most recent team, it's most fresh on the mind. And we've been blessed by our church making a deep partnership with one area. You know, we partner globally through our giving. 15% of what we give goes out the door, over 5%, actually 10% in our church goes to world missions. Out of your regular tithes and offerings, we give. But we value a strategic partnership as well, because we believe in being a family and having deep relationships. And God's blessed us with that. And we are very excited about God's new call that has come to Harrison and Jennifer and Elizabeth. They have worked under John and Shirley Fisher, really being mentored for a number of years and are preparing for what God has next for them. So I'm not going to steal their thunder. I want to welcome them to come. They're going to speak to us. And so can we give them a hand as they would come and share with us together?
Iglesia, buenos días.
Good morning, church.
Es un gusto poder compartir esta mañana con ustedes.
It's a great pleasure to be with you and share with you this morning.
I speak a little English, but it's really, really easy to work with my wife. Yeah.
It's dangerous. He gives me power to change his words. No. I'll try to keep it exactly like what he says.
Estamos muy felices de compartir esta mañana con ustedes.
We're so very happy to share with you this morning.
Poder ver caras que conocemos, que hemos podido compartir trabajando juntos.
To see faces that we have worked with down in Quito and have familiar faces that we know here, and to actually be here in your home.
Algunos me dicen, oh, Harry, ¿recuerdas cuando trabajamos en Cumandá?
And some people come up and they say, hey, Harrison, it's good to see you. Do you remember when we worked in Cumandá?
Y yo digo, sí, claro, sí.
Yeah, I think so.
Es una bendición poder estar esta mañana con ustedes.
It's a blessing to be with you this morning.
Y compartir un poquito de lo que Dios está haciendo en nuestras vidas.
And to share with you a little bit about what God's doing in our lives.
Permítame compartir un texto que está en Segunda de Corintios.
I would like to share with you a verse that's in 2 Corinthians.
Capítulo 5, versículo 7.
Chapter 5, verse 2.
Es un texto que posiblemente usted se lo sabe de memoria.
You probably have it memorized.
Y dice, porque andamos por fe y no por vista.
And it says, even though we I'm sorry, I'm just going to read it because I get. We live by faith and not by sight.
Es posible que en alguna ocasión usted se haya hecho esta pregunta. ¿Qué estás dispuesto a hacer en fe?
It's possible that God's asked you this question, or you've asked yourself, what am I willing to do in faith?
Muchas veces nos planteamos esa pregunta a nosotros mismos, ¿cierto?
Sometimes we ask ourselves that same question.
Pero muchas veces hay personas que nos preguntan, ¿qué estás dispuesto a hacer en fe?
But a lot of times there might be other people who ask us, or God, what are you willing to do in faith?
Pero lo más importante es que Dios nos pregunta también, ¿qué estás dispuesto a hacer en fe?
But the most important thing is that God asks us, what are we willing to do in faith?
Permítanos en esta mañana compartir un poquito de lo que Dios ha hecho en nuestras vidas.
We want to share a little bit about what God has done in our lives in the past.
Y nuevamente presentarnos.
And then we're going to share a little bit more.
Mi nombre es Harrison Guamán.
My name is Harrison Guamán.
Soy de Ecuador.
I'm from Ecuador.
Mi esposa Jennifer.
My wife Jennifer.
Ella va a decir de dónde es.
She's going to say where she's from. I'm from Pennsylvania, from the eastern side, near Lancaster and Reading.
Y tenemos a nuestra hija Lisbeth que está por allá cortando y pintando.
And we have our daughter Lisbeth. Can you say hi? Can you wave? No. She's over there coloring and cutting, so she's working on crafts time.
Y somos misioneros de la Iglesia del Nazareno asignados a trabajar en Perú como coordinadores de trabajo y testimonio.
We are missionaries with the Church of the Nazarene, and we have been assigned to be work and witness coordinators in Peru.
¿Por qué empecé con esta pregunta?
Why did I start off with this question?
Porque hace algún tiempo atrás Dios nos dice esta pregunta a nosotros.
Because a few years ago God asked that question of us.
Dos tiempos diferentes, dos lugares distintos.
In two different times, in two different places.
A mi esposa Dios le preguntó qué estás dispuesta a hacer en fe.
God asked my wife, what are you willing to do in faith?
Cuando ella era profesora de niños.
When she was a teacher.
Y Dios le estaba llamando a servir como misionera en un país que no conocía.
And God was calling her to be a missionary in a country that she knew nothing about.
¿Cuál fue tu respuesta?
He asked me what my answer was. My answer was yes.
Oh, sí, muy fácil.
Oh, yeah, was that really easy? No.
A veces Dios nos pide que demos pasos de fe que no son tan fáciles.
Sometimes God asks us to take steps in faith and they're not very easy.
Pero es para recordarnos que Él está con nosotros.
But it's to remind us that He is walking with us.
Que Él toma de nuestra mano.
That He's taking us by the hand.
Que Él nos toma con sus brazos.
That He's holding us in His arms.
Y no nos deja solos.
And He doesn't leave us alone.
Mi esposa tuvo un momento difícil, un tiempo difícil con Dios.
My wife had a difficult time fighting with God over this question that He asked her.
Pero decidió ser obediente e ir a internarse en Venezuela.
But she decided to be obedient and go to Venezuela.
Un país que no conocía.
A country that she didn't know very well.
Un país de donde ella no sabía nada.
In a country that she didn't know anything.
Y no hablaba nada de su idioma.
And she didn't speak any Spanish. I've learned a lot.
Los ecuatorianos hablamos muy, muy rápido.
Ecuadorians speak fast.
¿Ustedes conocen a John Fisher?
But do you know John Fisher?
John es un buen amigo.
John's a good friend.
Y él me dice, oh, tú hablas muy rápido, habla más lento.
John tells me that I speak really fast and he tells me that I need to slow down.
Pero los venezolanos hablan muchísimo más rápido que los ecuatorianos.
But the Venezuelans speak triple the speed of the Ecuadorians and they cut parts of the words off and they run words together and it's fun.
Y mi esposa fue a servir con John y Shirley Fisher en Venezuela.
And my wife went and served with John and Shirley in Venezuela.
Dio un paso de fe.
She took a step of faith.
Dejó lo que conocía.
She left what she knew.
Se metió en algo que no conocía.
And she got involved in a place that she didn't know.
Para servir a otras personas y que el reino de Dios se expanda.
To serve others so that God's kingdom would grow.
Gracias al Señor dio ese paso en fe.
And I give thanks to the Lord that she took that step in faith.
Porque luego ella llegó a Ecuador.
Because later she arrived in Ecuador.
Y pudimos conocernos.
And we met.
Estoy agradecido por eso.
So I'm thankful for that.
Permítame compartir un poquito de lo que Dios me pidió que haga en fe.
And I want to tell you a little bit about what God has asked me to do in faith.
Yo conocí a Cristo a los 20 años.
I came to know Christ when I was 20 years old.
Todo empezó con un partido de fútbol.
Everything started with a soccer game.
Teníamos un compañero en el ejército porque yo era militar.
I had a buddy in the military with me because I was in the military.
Y él siempre estaba compartiendo de Jesucristo, nos estaba compartiendo a nosotros.
And he was sharing Christ with those who were around him all the time.
Y nos invitó a jugar fútbol, yo dije sí.
And he invited us to play soccer and I said okay.
Y llegué a la iglesia.
And that's how I arrived at church.
Empecé a involucrarme mucho más en la iglesia y a servir.
I started to get more involved and serve the Lord there.
Y el Señor me preguntó, ¿qué estás dispuesto a hacer en fe?
And the Lord asked me, what are you willing to do in faith?
Mi respuesta fue, lo que sea.
And my answer was, whatever you call me to do.
¿Y sabe qué me dijo el Señor?
And you know what the Lord told me to do?
Deja tu trabajo
he
y sírveme a tiempo completo.
He told me, leave your job and serve me full time.
Oh, eso fue duro.
Oh, that was hard.
A veces nosotros respondemos, lo que sea.
Sometimes we might respond at first, yeah, whatever you tell us to do, God.
Pero son situaciones difíciles de decidir.
But then when the reality comes, those decisions are hard to make.
Después de orar mucho por consejo de mi pastor,
after praying a long time and asking my pastor to guide me, help me through this process,
dejé mi trabajo y empecé a servir a tiempo completo en la iglesia.
I left my job and I started to serve full time in the church.
Luego el Señor me dio la oportunidad de ir a estudiar a Quito en el seminario.
Then later, God gave me the opportunity to go to Quito to study at the seminary that's there.
Y le doy gracias a Dios por haberme hecho esa pregunta.
And I'm glad that God asked me that question.
Porque al llegar a Quito pude conocer a la que eres mi esposa.
Because when I arrived in Quito, that's when I met my wife.
Dios es bueno, ¿cierto?
God's good, amen.
Y también en el seminario pude conocer a John Fisher.
And also at the seminary is where I met John.
Al principio no éramos muy buenos amigos.
At the beginning we weren't good friends.
Él es muy fuerte, muy...
He's very strong. His face might be a little scary.
Entonces...
Pero ahora somos, we say this about him. He's
pero, ahora, pero ahora somos amigos y me dicen que me parezco un poco a él en versión un poco más oscura.
But now we're good friends and he sometimes jokes and he says, you're kind of like me, just a darker version.
Entonces, el Señor nos pide que hagamos o que demos pasos en fe.
But God asks us to take steps of faith.
Nos pidió que dejemos lo que conocemos.
He asks us to leave what we know.
Y lo hicimos.
And we did that.
Empezamos a servir en Quito.
We started to serve in Quito.
Mi esposa estuvo sirviendo en Nili. ¿Puedes compartir lo que es Nili,
yeah,
por favor?
My wife was serving in Nili, which is the Nazarene International Language Institute. It's a Spanish-speaking institute, mostly for college kids from Olivet, where my Olivet friends. A lot of students come and do their study abroad in Quito. They learn Spanish. And what I did was I was the ministry coordinator, so I tried to find places out in the community where the kids could serve, where they could put into practice the language that they were learning out in the community and serve there. And I also drove the big 17-passenger Sprinter, so that was fun. And that's kind of what I did in Quito for the past 10 years.
Yo tuve la oportunidad de trabajar 5 años con John.
I had the opportunity to serve 5 years with John.
Luego de esos 5 años tuve la oportunidad de trabajar en el seminario como administrador.
After those 5 years, I went to work as the administrator of our Nazarene Seminary.
Y estos últimos, bueno, este último año el Señor puso nuevamente una pasión por trabajo y testimonio.
And in this last year, God once again has kind of called us to go back to work and witness.
Y hablamos con John y él nos invitó nuevamente a trabajar con él.
And we talked with John and he invited us to come back and serve with them and work and witness.
Nos encanta ese ministerio, en verdad.
We love that ministry.
También hemos sido juntos pastores de jóvenes en Quito.
We've also together served as associate pastors in Quito at our local church.
Nuestra iglesia tiene 2 servicios.
Our church has 2 services.
Nosotros estábamos a cargo del primero.
And we were in charge of the first service.
Hemos estado sirviendo al Señor.
And we've been serving the Lord in that area.
Y bueno, hemos trabajado con John últimamente también.
And we have served with John once again in the last few months.
Y recibimos una invitación de la región para poder ser coordinadores de trabajo y testimonio en Perú.
And then we received the invitation from the region to go and serve as work and witness coordinators in Peru.
Y aquí nuevamente surge la pregunta del Señor, ¿qué estás dispuesto a hacer en fe?
And once again that question kind of came back, what are you willing to do in faith?
Nuestros últimos 10 años han sido establecidos en Quito.
Our last 10 years have been pretty much set in Quito.
Hemos estado sirviendo con nuestros ministerios.
We've been serving in ministries there.
Hemos hecho amigos.
We have friends.
Oh, nuestra vida en realidad.
Our life was there.
Y de repente nos dicen, nos gustaría que ustedes sean coordinadores de trabajo y testimonio.
And then this big question of, we would like you to be work and witness coordinators in Peru.
Pero necesitamos una respuesta lo más pronto posible.
But we need a question, we need the answer really, really soon.
¿Cuánto tiempo tenemos?
We asked how much time we have.
24 horas.
You have 24 hours.
Wow, ¿cierto?
That was rough.
Tomamos esas 24 horas para orar.
We took those 24 hours to pray.
Compartir con nuestros pastores, con nuestros amigos más cercanos.
We shared it with our friends and our pastors.
Y solo le dijimos al Señor, Señor, estamos aquí, heme aquí.
And we said, God, we're here. If you've called us, we will go where you send us.
Y empezamos el proceso para poder servir en Perú.
And so we started the process of being able to go and serve in Peru.
Estamos muy emocionados por lo que Dios está abriendo puertas.
We're really excited because we feel like God is opening doors.
Nosotros no hemos estado en Perú aún.
We haven't been to Peru yet.
Bueno, mi esposa fue hace como 15 años a un viaje de trabajo y testimonio.
Okay, 15 years ago I was there on a work and witness trip.
Yo fui en agosto por 3 días a Perú.
And I went for 3 days in August.
Pero aún no conocemos todo el contexto y todo lo que nos espera.
But we don't know the whole context and we know there's a lot of people we need to meet.
Pero estamos emocionados porque creemos que el Señor va a hacer grandes cosas.
But we're really excited because we know that God is going to do great things.
Y estamos emocionados porque creemos que el Señor nos puede usar para bendecir a estas personas.
And we're excited because we think that God's going to use us to bless the people of Peru.
No queremos ponernos de ejemplo, es solamente que queremos compartir un poquito de lo que Dios ha hecho en nuestras vidas.
We don't want to put us as an example and have the focus on us. We're just trying to share a little bit of an example of what God has done in our lives.
Y me gustaría en esta mañana compartir 2 historias de fe también que pasaron en Perú.
And I want to share 2 other stories that some missionaries had shared with us of what is going on in Peru right now about faith.
Cuando fui a Perú tuve la oportunidad de hospedarme con una familia misionera allá.
When I went to Peru for those 3 days, I got to stay with one of the missionary families that we're going to be working with.
Esta familia es familia Huanca Bravo.
The family's name is Huanca Bravo. Those are their last names.
David, Ruth y dos niños, Mateo y Lucas.
David and Ruth, and then their two sons, Mateo and Lucas.
Y tuvimos un tiempo para compartir y ellos me decían algunas cosas que están pasando en Perú.
And we had some time to share and talk, and so they were kind of telling me a little bit about what's going on in Peru.
Y hablamos específicamente de un sector que es donde nosotros vamos a estar sirviendo directamente.
We were talking about the area where we're going to be living, and where we'll be first working.
Este lugar se llama Chiclayo.
This town is called Chiclayo.
¿Usted puede repetir conmigo Chiclayo?
Can you say Chiclayo with me? Ready? Go. Chiclayo.
¡Excelente! Yeah. Un aplauso para ustedes.
I'm going to give you applause.
Sí. Chiclayo es la cuarta ciudad de Perú más grande.
Chiclayo is the fourth largest city in Peru.
Y está ubicada en la parte costera de Perú.
And it's on the northern coast.
Está ubicada a 12 horas de la capital, que es Lima, en bus o en carro.
It's 12 hours north of the capital, which is Lima, in bus or in car.
Y estábamos charlando con Rudy y con David.
And we were talking with Ruth and David.
Y ellos me contaban la realidad de Chiclayo.
And they were telling me a little bit more about the reality of what it is to live in Chiclayo.
Me decían que en Chiclayo existe aproximadamente 70,000 personas que viven en pobreza extrema.
And in Chiclayo, there's roughly 70,000 people who live in extreme poverty.
Familias que viven con menos de $90 o $90 mensuales.
Families, we're not sure how many people consist of that family, who live with less than $90 a month.
Y entre este grupo de personas se encuentran 16,000 niños adolescentes.
And in that group, 16,000 of them are children and youth.
Que están tratando de ayudar a sus padres buscando comida, buscando dinero, pidiendo en las calles para ayudar en casa.
Who are trying to help their family, asking for money, asking for food in the streets, just trying to find anything that they can take home and share with their family.
Es interesante porque aquí en Estados Unidos, todo lo que hemos manejado con mi esposa, no he visto personas que estén en la calle de esa forma.
It's really interesting because all that we've driven a lot the last few days, we don't see that here in the States. You don't see people coming up to your car window asking for money or for food.
Pero esa es otra realidad en nuestros países latinos.
But that's another different reality that we sometimes face in South America.
Y estábamos hablando de esto y de repente Ruth me cuenta de una familia que está constituida por Yolanda.
And we were talking with Ruth and she told me about a family. The wife's name is Yolanda.
Ella y su esposo sintieron en su corazón hacer algo por un grupo de niños de un lugar muy pobre.
Yolanda and her husband just felt this desire in their heart that God had laid on their hearts to do something for these kids.
Este lugar se llama La Josefina, ¿cierto? ¿Josefina era?
No.
Corazón de Jesús. Perdón, Corazón de Jesús.
This area where they were working is called Corazón de Jesús, which means Heart of Jesus.
Y se empezaron a organizar en cierta ocasión para llevar chocolate, pancito, dulces para compartir con niños.
And so they got together and they cooked a meal and they got candy and different things together to give to the kids.
¿Y sabe por qué lo hicieron?
And you know why they did that?
Porque le creyeron a Dios.
Because they believed in God.
Porque creyeron que podían hacer algo por esos niños.
And they believed they could do something for these kids.
Y dieron un paso en fe.
And they took a step of faith.
Cuando estaban terminando de compartir todo y a punto de salir,
when they were finishing up this event that they had,
una de las familias se acercó a Yolanda y le dijo, hey, ¿será que pueden regresar en otra ocasión?
One of the families came up to Yolanda and said, hey, do you think you could come back in a different time?
Y ella dijo, sí, claro que podemos regresar.
And she said, sure, we would love to come back.
Pero ella dijo, ¿será que podemos regresar y empezar a compartir historias bíblicas con los niños?
But Yolanda said, do you think it would be possible if we could share Bible stories with the kids and share God's word with them?
Y la reacción de la familia fue, claro, sí, vengan.
And the family said, yes, definitely, please just come back.
Y empezaron a reunirse cada sábado.
And so every Saturday they would meet.
Compartían la palabra del Señor.
They shared God's word.
Y compartían algo pequeño para llenar sus pancitas también.
And they shared food so that their bellies would be full.
Y el Señor empezó a hacer una obra grande ahí.
And the Lord started to do something great in that place.
Porque más niños empezaron a llegar a ese lugar.
Because more kids started to come to that place.
En cierta ocasión tuvieron una campaña evangelística.
At one point in time they had an evangelistic campaign, an event for the kids.
Y en esta campaña Ruth estaba compartiendo la palabra de Dios.
And at that point in time Ruth was sharing God's word, sharing the message.
Y al terminar la La predicación, ella hizo la invitación a que los niños acepten a Jesucristo.
And at the end, she gave the all the people that were there the opportunity to come forward and accept Christ into their hearts.
Y fue interesante porque muchos niños dieron ese paso en fe.
And it was interesting because a lot of the kids took that step in faith.
Y aceptaron a Cristo como su Señor y Salvador.
And they accepted Christ as their Lord and Savior.
Mire lo que puede pasar si damos pasos en fe en el Señor.
Look what happens if we take one little step in faith, following the Lord.
Los niños empezaron a aumentar.
The kids, the group started to grow.
La iglesia de Chiclayo miró esto.
And the local church of Chiclayo saw that.
Y ellos decidieron organizarse para ayudar a comprar un terreno para que tengan donde reunirse.
And they started to meet and decide how they could help. And so they ended up buying a piece of land so that they had a place where they could meet. They had been meeting in the front of a small house and they were running out of room.
Y continuaban reuniéndose los sábados.
And so they continued to meet Saturdays.
Y aquí en este momento es donde me gustaría hablar de una niña que se destaca de todos estos niños.
And now I want to talk about one girl who kind of outstood all of the others.
Se llama María.
Her name is Maria.
María está en la parte izquierda.
And you can see Maria, she's over here.
En el centro está la prima de María.
In the middle is her cousin.
Y al lado derecho está la misionera Ruth.
And on the right is Ruth, the missionary.
¿Por qué me gustaría compartir esta mañana de María?
Why do I want to share with you this morning about Maria?
Porque desde que ella empezó a llegar, se destacó de los demás niños.
Because since Maria started to arrive, she was always standing out.
Ella llegaba primero.
She would arrive first.
Ayudaba a colocar sillas.
She would help put the chairs out.
Colocar mesas, limpiar.
Put the tables out and clean them.
Ayudar a colocar los papeles para las clases.
She would help hand out the papers for the classes.
Llegaba primero y siempre se iba al último.
She would always arrive first and she would always be the last to leave.
Porque de igual forma al terminar ayudaba a retirar las sillas.
Because at the end she would help picking up the chairs.
A limpiar.
Cleaning.
Compartir más tiempo con la misionera.
And sharing more time with the missionary.
Y Ruth me comenta que un día estaban terminando de hacer todo esto.
And Ruth told me that one day they were finishing up and they were packing everything up.
Y de repente María le dice, "Hermana Ruth."
And Maria said, "Sister Ruth."
¿Por qué no nos reunimos nosotros también los domingos como hacen los demás?
Why don't we meet on Sundays?
Y Ruth le queda viendo y le dice, ¿no te gusta que vengamos los sábados?
And Ruth looked at her and said, don't you like that we come on Saturday?
La respuesta de María fue sí.
And Maria said, yes, I do.
Pero me gustaría que podamos tener reuniones los domingos como tienen las demás iglesias.
But we also want to meet on Sunday like all the other churches do.
Es increíble cómo Dios puede transformar el corazón de un niño.
It's incredible how God can change the life of a child.
Y poner ese fuego y esa pasión por servir al Señor.
And put that fire and desire to serve the Lord in their heart.
La misionera se quedó.
The missionary was shocked.
Y Ruth le dijo, pero aún no tenemos donde reunirnos los domingos.
And Ruth said, but we don't really have a place where we can meet on Sunday.
Y María dijo, voy a empezar a orar.
And Maria said, I'm going to pray.
Para que el Señor nos provea.
So that God will provide us
de un templo para poder reunirnos.
A building where we can meet.
Son historias de fe.
They're stories of faith.
¿Cierto? ¿Qué estás dispuesto a hacer en fe?
What are you willing to do in faith?
Creo que tú te has preguntado eso.
I think you might have asked yourself that.
Creo que el Señor te ha preguntado eso.
I think the Lord has asked you that.
Y creo que esta iglesia ha respondido mucho en fe.
And I think this church has responded a lot in faith.
Y en esta mañana nos gustaría a nosotros darles un aplauso a ustedes.
And this morning we want to say thank you.
Vamos a aplaudirles, por favor.
We're going to give you a round of applause.
¿Sabe por qué?
Do you know why?
Porque ustedes han sembrado mucho para ayudar a otras personas.
Because you have planted a lot of seeds to help a lot of people.
He tenido la oportunidad de trabajar con tres grupos de esta iglesia.
I've had the opportunity to work with three groups from this church.
Una en el sur de Quito.
One in the south of Quito.
¿Cierto, Ken?
Right, Ken.
Yeah, you remember? La construcción cuando empezamos era un lodazal.
When we started, it was just mud.
Pero cuando terminamos,
but when we finished,
ahora es un lugar donde las personas pueden reunirse para darle gloria a Dios.
It's a place where people can meet to give God the glory.
También tuvimos la oportunidad de trabajar en Kumanda.
And we worked in Kumanda.
Que no recordaba muy bien, pero ya luego me refrescaron la memoria.
That I didn't remember too much, but it's all coming back to me now.
Y me ayudó mucho Steve mostrándome el libro de
And Steve helped a lot when we looked through the books to kind of remember.
Porque también empezamos cavando huecos.
Because we started digging out holes.
Colocando columnas.
Putting the columns in.
Pero mira, ahora tienen un lugar donde reunirse y hay muchos niños que están dando la gloria a Dios ahí.
But now there's a place where they can meet and there are a lot of kids that are worshiping the Lord there.
Y el último grupo que pudimos compartir en Ecuador, que fue también en el sur de Quito en
May.
Cristo Redentor. Yeah. ¿Jesucristo Redentor? No.
Buen Sembrador.
Buen Sembrador.
We get our names confused. Yeah. You said in the last group, the most recent, was the group that we served in Buen... Now it just went out of my head. Buen Sembrador.
No había paredes en el segundo piso, no había techo.
There weren't walls or a roof on that second floor.
Y en una semana pudimos colocar paredes.
And in a week we could put walls up.
Pudimos colocar techo.
We could put the roof on.
Muchas personas hicieron ministerio con niños.
A lot of people did ministry with kids.
Y fue un tiempo muy bonito, muy especial.
And it was a beautiful and a special time.
Y ahora la iglesia tiene un lugar donde compartir y reunirse.
And now the church has a place to meet and share.
Estamos muy agradecidos con ustedes porque han sembrado.
We're thankful for you because you have planted a seed.
Posiblemente ustedes no van a ver el fruto.
And maybe you might not physically see the fruit that's coming
ahora,
from that place right now.
Pero más adelante podrán dar testimonio de lo que alguien sembró.
But in the future, will we see the fruit of what you guys have put in labor and financially?
Yo comencé diciéndole que no nací en un hogar cristiano.
I started out telling you that I was not born in a Christian home.
Pero tuve la oportunidad de conocer a Cristo en una iglesia del Nazareno en Shell.
But I had the opportunity of coming to meet the Lord in the Church of the Nazarene in Shell, Ecuador.
Es un lugar pequeño.
It's a very small place.
Es un lugar famoso porque hay una historia de cinco misioneros que fueron asesinados por Guaranis.
It's a place that has a lot of history in the lives of a lot of Christians because that's where five missionaries, their base was, and they went in to serve the tribe. I don't know if you've ever heard of Nate, Saint, Jim, Elliot, those guys. That's where their base was, and so that has a huge history.
¿Usted ha escuchado esa historia?
Have you heard that story?
En ese lugar hay una iglesia del Nazareno.
In that place, there is a church of the Nazarene.
Y estoy muy agradecido porque alguien en algún momento sembró en ese lugar.
And I'm so thankful because at some point in time, somebody planted a seed and went and built that church.
Alguien en algún momento invirtió en ese lugar.
Somebody invested in that place.
Y hoy yo estoy aquí compartiendo ese testimonio con ustedes.
And I'm here to share with you today that I am fruit of that work.
Posiblemente los que sembraron no están viendo el fruto.
And maybe those who are the ones who planted, who invested, aren't seeing the fruit.
Pero soy fruto de esa inversión.
But I am fruit of that
y estamos agradecidos.
And we're thankful.
¿Sabe? Nosotros amamos trabajo y testimonio.
We love work and witness.
Porque es increíble.
Because it's incredible.
Cómo el Señor puede usar dos culturas diferentes.
How God can use two different cultures.
O a veces tres culturas diferentes.
Or maybe three cultures.
En Ecuador hay personas que hablan quichua que hablan poco español.
In Ecuador there are people who speak Quechuan and very little Spanish.
Personas que hablamos español.
People who speak Spanish.
Pero es interesante que cuando un grupo viene de Estados Unidos o va de Estados Unidos a Ecuador.
And it's incredible to see when a North American group comes to Ecuador.
Muchos no hablan casi nada de español.
A lot of you don't speak, or a lot of people don't speak a lot of English or Spanish.
Posiblemente algunas palabras como hola, gracias.
Maybe a few words, hi, thank you.
Pero es increíble cómo el Señor nos une, nos hace uno.
But it's incredible how God brings us together.
Y a pesar de las dificultades del idioma,
and that even through the difficulties of language,
el Señor nos da formas para entendernos y poder avanzar en el trabajo.
He gives us ways where we can communicate and we can move forward in His work.
Nosotros amamos trabajo y testimonio por dos razones importantes.
We love work and witness for two reasons.
Una razón es porque podemos construir la iglesia.
One is because we can build the church building.
Podemos colocar ladrillos, podemos poner techo.
We can put the blocks up for the walls and we can put the roof on.
Podemos ayudar a proveer un espacio para que tengan donde reunirse personas.
We can provide a space so that people can meet.
Pero la razón más importante es porque podemos edificar la iglesia del Señor.
But the most important reason is because we can build God's church with the people in their lives.
A pesar de las dificultades del idioma.
Even though there might be difficulties with the language.
Podemos edificar la iglesia de Dios.
We can raise up God's church.
Y es lo que queremos hacer en Perú.
And that's what our goal is to do in Peru.
Y es lo que estamos compartiendo en esta mañana con ustedes.
And that's what we want to share with you this morning.
Permítame compartir otra historia rapidita con usted.
I'm going to share another quick story with you.
En la iglesia de Buen Sembrador.
In the church Buen Sembrador.
Es de dos pisos.
It's two stories.
Pero el segundo piso es muy alto, ¿cierto, Aaron?
The second story is really, really high. They made it taller than any other church that we
cuando
know.
Estábamos poniendo el techo, estábamos colocando todo bien chévere.
And we were putting the roof on and everything was going really well.
Y ya cuando estábamos terminando, John me dice, ¿y ahora por dónde nos bajamos?
And then as we were finishing up, John says to me, now, how are we going to get down?
Bueno, él ya bajó y me quedé arriba con otra persona.
Well, John got down and they left me up there with somebody else.
Y cuando terminé, digo, ¿y ahora?
When I was really done, I said, now what am I going to do?
Pero una persona de aquí, de esta iglesia, me ayudó a bajar.
But somebody from your church here helped me get down.
Aaron. Se paró en el filo del techo.
He stood at the edge of the roof.
Con una escalera.
With the ladder.
Y él me dijo, resbálate, yo te agarro.
And he said, slide down here, I'll get you.
¿Sabe? Eso también fue un paso de fe.
That was also a step of faith.
Pero mire, el Señor puede hacer grandes cosas.
But look, God can do great things.
Y ustedes son testigos de esas grandes cosas.
And you are a testament to that and how he can use his people.
Estamos muy agradecidos con ustedes.
And we're very thankful for each one of you.
Por la oportunidad de compartir esta mañana.
For the opportunity to share with you this morning.
Y aprovechar también para extenderles una invitación.
And to take advantage and offer an invitation.
Si ustedes quieren visitarnos en Perú,
if you want to come and visit us in Peru,
estamos dispuestos a recibirles con
we
mucho
are
amor.
More than happy to receive you.
Y yo sé que ustedes como iglesia dan mucho.
I know you as a church give a lot.
Pero en esta mañana nos gustaría también dar un poquito de nosotros para ustedes.
But this morning we also want to give a little bit of ourselves to each one of you.
Es posible que usted tenga o haya recibido, no sé, en la parte de atrás, hay unas tarjetitas. Como la que tengo en mi mano.
So on the back table there are some white index cards and some pens.
Están en blanco, sí. Y la idea es que usted pueda poner su nombre.
And the idea is that you can put your name, your first name and your last name.
Posiblemente es un número telefónico.
And some way that we can contact you. It can be a phone number, it can be your address, it can be an email.
Y una petición de oración atrás.
And we'd like to ask you to write a prayer request on the back.
Así como ustedes invierten en nosotros, en la iglesia.
As you all are investing in us and in the church around the world in missions.
Nos gustaría también ser parte de su vida e invertir de nosotros con ustedes.
We want to invest in you through our prayers.
Posiblemente no podamos hacer mucho, pero la oración del justo puede mucho, dice la Biblia.
We might not be able to do a lot, but we can pray for you.
Y nos gustaría orar.
And we would like to pray.
Entonces las personas que estén interesadas al final del servicio pueden colocar sus nombres.
So if you're interested at the end of the service, you can write your name on those papers back there.
Y esto nos va a ayudar también para compartir un poquito de lo que Dios está haciendo en el lugar que estamos sirviendo.
And in that way we'll be able to stay in touch. We can share what's going on with us and please feel free to write to us and send us prayer requests and things you'd like us to pray for you.
Okay.
We also have back there our prayer cards. Feel free to grab one of those. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you.
Antes de terminar, me gustaría pedir si ustedes pueden ayudarnos con algo.
And before we finish, I would just like to ask you for one tiny little thing more.
Como dije hace un momento, la oración eficaz del justo puede mucho.
As I said before, the prayer of the just is very valuable.
Y creo que aquí hay muchas personas que han sido justificadas o que hemos sido justificados por la sangre de Jesús.
And I think a lot of us, every one of us here has been redeemed by God's blood and his love.
Me gustaría pedir si podemos orar por mi país, Ecuador.
And I'd like to ask if you could pray for my country, Ecuador.
No sé si usted sabe lo que está pasando en Ecuador.
I'm not sure if you know what's going on in Ecuador. We shared a little bit last night.
Pero es una situación difícil actualmente con el gobierno y con el pueblo en realidad.
But it's a difficult situation between the government and the people.
Es una situación caótica, voy a decir.
It's a chaotic situation right now.
Y no podemos hacer nada más que orar y creemos que el Señor puede cambiar mentes, ¿cierto?
And there's nothing we can do right now except pray and trust that God can change minds and hearts in the situation that's going on.
Hay hermanos indígenas que están saliendo a protestar por lo que está sucediendo.
There are indigenous people who are going out to protest what's going on.
Hay hermanos que son policías que tienen que luchar en contra de sus hermanos indígenas.
And there are people who are policemen and military who are fighting against their brothers because they have to be on the side of the government.
Y en esta mañana me gustaría pedir si ustedes pueden ayudarnos a orar por la paz en Ecuador.
Invite you to pray with us for peace in Ecuador.
¿Puede ayudarnos?
Can you help?
Sí. ¿Podemos orar?
Can we pray?
¿Podemos ponernos de pie?
Can we stand up? You all join us standing.
I'm going to interject. We have an opportunity. We're a church family, and I know for many here, because they've known you, that is a deeper meaning, but so many here who haven't known you have been instrumental in helping and praying for our work and witness teams and sending the funds ahead of time. But when our church family, we have somebody who's going through, a real difficult time, we want to surround you in prayer. And I just wanted to step up. Part of that is in October, Harrison is returning to Ecuador. With their original plan, with their visa, they had planned on, they were told they would be here through December. But just kind of finding out some news on the visa, he's going back in October, and which we'll leave behind Jennifer and Elizabeth, going back to Ecuador with the kind of turmoil. But that's part of that call that they've accepted to follow Jesus, you know, and where he leads. It's a step of faith. And so I would love it if a number of us who are physically able could come and surround them as a church family. And if we could pray over them specifically, just for not just this crisis in Ecuador, but beyond that, for this new step God's calling them to. So, as a church family, if you are able to come, would like to come up here, actually on the platform, I think we have a little more room. Please come at this time, and then I've asked that Pastor Matt would lead us in just prayer for them. So go ahead and come if you're physically able, and we just want to surround them with our prayers.
Our good and gracious and loving Heavenly Father, we thank you for your faithfulness to us. We thank you for your faithfulness to Harrison in bringing him to you and then bringing Jen as a partner in ministry, and then giving them this gift of this beautiful little girl, Elizabeth. And we come together as a church family, as brothers and sisters, to lift them up. As your servants in ministry, but as your children. And we pray now that as they enter into this new phase of responding to you in faith, that you would bless them, that you would give them fruitful ministry, that you would bring alongside them the partners in ministry in Peru that they need, not for their glory or anyone else's glory, but that your name would be lifted high. And that lives would be transformed in Peru and all across South America. And we pray especially as Harrison heads back here that now and in the coming days that you would keep the people of Ecuador safe. We think of first our brothers and sisters in Christ down there, but not just them. All of the people of Ecuador, we know what you can do when you get a hold of your people, how you can turn governments, how you can turn unrest. And we just pray that even though it might be hard to see now, that out of all of this, your kingdom would come to earth. And that people would come to know you, and that justice would be done, but ultimately that peace would be brought to the people of Ecuador. I'm humbled by their willingness to pray for us. And we thank you for that example. And we just pray right now that as Pastor Harrison has challenged us, that we would respond in faith to whatever it is that you call us to do, just as they have, and that we would go forward knowing that you will open the doors, you will make the way, you will provide our necessities and our needs, but you just call us to be faithful and obedient to what you call us to do. And so we pray a special blessing on them, again, that you would bless this new ministry they're entering into, that you would bless John and Shirley as they move ahead, losing these valuable, well, we won't even call it losing, we'll just say expanding the kingdom into another part of the world. But we just pray that you would bless them and bless all of the work that is being done and will continue to be done in Ecuador and now in Peru. And so we just pray right now as a church family that whatever support, prayer, financial, hands and feet that we can send their way, that you would move upon us and open the doors and give us the resources to be able to do that. We love you. And we pray a special blessing again on Harrison and Jen and Elizabeth, that they would feel your grace and nearness in these coming days. We love you and we pray these things in your name. Amen.